Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast. But first, we'll prepare you for the game with the New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Kearney High. The Bearcats hold on to girls basketball earlier here on ESPN Radio 52-50. Well, now they'll be taking on the Patriots in boys basketball as the Kearney High trying to get the taste of a 20-point loss on the road at Lincoln High last night, trying to get the taste of that game out of their mouth as they return back here to the friendly confines for Toga Night for the Rowdies. And a great matchup between these two teams, both very similar. But again, Millard South is going to be a little bit taller than Kearney High. They like to pressure the ball, do the Patriots. And that was one of those things when we talked with Scott Steinbrook at halftime of the girls' game. He told us is a bit of a concern because Kearney High right now is averaging about 20 turnovers a game. And that simply is not good enough because that is taking away too many scoring opportunities for Kearney High. If that happens where they continue to turn it over that much, they don't have the opportunity to put up enough shots. And so when they do put up shots, they better make them because they're going to have so few scoring opportunities. So that's one of the things the Kearney High is definitely going to be emphasizing here tonight. They are going to face a little bit of height because the Patriots are going to put out their 6 foot, 6'4", 6'4", 6 foot, and 6'5". So they're going to have three players, 6'4", or taller here against Kearney High. And the Bearcats will not be able to put up that kind of height. We'll see whether or not that is a factor in this game. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We'll take a quick break. Back with the starters right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Time now for our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll begin, first of all, for the Patriots, who come into this game with a record of 2-1. And their starters are going to be these. Calvin Randolph is a 6 foot tall junior guard. And Randolph is averaging about 1 point and one rebound per ball game. Ryan Fitzer is a 6'4 junior. He'll start at the forward position. And Fitzer on the season is averaging about 3.5 rebounds, 2 points per ball game. Jackson Hari is a 6'4 sophomore. Just a sophomore is Hari, and he's averaging 14.5 points and three rebounds per ball game. Noah Dartman is a 6 foot tall junior. And Dartman is averaging 4.5 points, 2.5 rebounds. Garn Pauly is a 6'5 junior. He rounds out the starting lineup, averaging 12.5 points and 9 rebounds per ball game. For the Kearney High Bearcats, making his first ever career start here is going to be Zach Ryan. Ryan filling in for the injured Austin Mishew, who will not be playing tonight as he has some concussion-like symptoms, and so they're holding him out of action this evening. So Zach Ryan will be the starting point guard. He's a 6 foot tall junior, and he's averaging about 4.7 points per ball game. Jake Waller, a 6'1 junior, is averaging 7.7 points a game. Peyton Pocock, a 6'1 senior, is averaging 4.7 points per ball game. He'll play about 32 minutes tonight, and they tend to put him on the best offensive player on the other team. And Brian Arp will be the big guy in the middle here for Kearney High. He is a 6'4 senior. Arp is averaging an even 10 points per ball game. And rounding out the starting lineup will be Austin Murray, a 6'4 junior. Murray is averaging 3.7 points per ball game. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. And we're going to take another break here on the New West Sports, New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue with more of the pregame right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. The Bearcats, they'll be taking on the Patriots of Millard South. As we're just about ready to get things underway. Millard South, of course, will be in their road red uniforms. Kind of use a little bit of silver in there as well. Don't have any blue for the red, white, and blue Patriots with their school colors. They leave the blue off of there. And, in fact, they leave off mostly white as well. They have a little accentuation of white in their uniforms. For Kearney High, the Bearcats, of course, are on their home white uniforms with the blue numbers, letters, and trim. There's a little bit of black out there in there as well. And again, the starters being announced here for these two teams. Again, for Millard South, it'll be Rudolph, Fitzer, Hari, Dartman, and Polly. And for the Bearcats, it's Ryan, Waller, Pocock, Murray, and Art. For head coach Scott Steinbrook. And again, a tough loss last night for the Bearcats on the road, losing at 62-42 against Lincoln High. And again, they played them tight for about the first 12, 13 minutes of the game. Then a 6-0 run to end the second quarter. And then the first 8 points of the second half went to Lincoln High as well. So a tight game turned into not so tight of a game at that point. And the Bearcats hoping not to give up any of those runs here tonight against the Patriots. One last break, and then we'll wrap up the pregame and tip it off between the Patriots and the Bearcats right after this timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Thanks for joining us with the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark at New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. The Patriots out there very quickly, ready to get things underway here against Kearney High. And again, they play a little man-to-man. They play a little zone. They expect that they'll have that full-court man-to-man defense here against Kearney High. We'll see exactly what they decide to do here as Arp doing the jumping for the Cats. And we are underway, and the tip is going to be controlled by the Patriots. So first possession of the game goes to Millard South. They bring in the offensive end. Kearney will put a little pressure on the ball. On the bounce here is Rudolph. Rudolph kicks left side for Hari. Hari into the corner, and they'll work it back around. Very quickly, the Millard South Patriots moving the ball around. And they kick left side. Driving the baseline is Dartman. Dartman's pass tipped and then stolen away by Arp. So Arp comes up with it. Pocock's got it in the offensive end, and they'll set up the half-court offense. Arp wants it down low. Pocock working it into him. Gets it down there. Power dribble. Has a shot blocked. Offensive rebound, and then the foul. So the shot will not fall there, but a foul on the rebound. They're going to call a hold there. So the going to be on Pauly, his first foul of the game. Cats inbound it. Pocock throws it to Zach Ryan. Ryan on the dribble on the right side. Throws it in the corner for Murray. Murray looks to the inside. Gets it inside for Arp. Arp posts up and another whistle. That time he was going up. So this will be two shots coming up here for Brian Arp. And that'll be the foul on Ryan Fitzer. That'll be his first. So two quick fouls on this possession. Whistled against Millard South as the Bearcats work the ball inside to Brian Arp twice. And now he's rewarded with two free throws. And the first one is up and no good. So the miss here for Arp, who on the season is 2 of 6 from the line coming in, now 2 of 7. Second free throw, no good. Murray fighting for the rebound, can't quite come up with it as both of those are missed, and the Patriots have it in the offensive end. A little ball fake on that left wing here for Dartman. Dartman helps work it around the perimeter. Rudolph, Rudolph's going to drive. Ball fake in the lane, shot blocked by Murray and out of bounds. Nice backside help there by Murray, who knocks the ball out of bounds on the block. Dartman to inbound here for the Patriots. The obligatory You Got Swatted chant by the Rowdies. Inbounded for Hari. Hari's going to fire a three. No good. Rebound by the Patriots. They're working it back inside here for Pauly. Pauly double team, finds a cutter. That's Rudolph. And Rudolph has a shot blocked, but there's going to be a foul on the body. And so Calvin Rudolph, who drove the lane hard, will head to the line as Brian Arp got him on the body. So Rudolph with two free throws, and the first one is on the way and good. So Millard South in the books here. They've got the first point of the game. Arp on the foul. And two free throws for Millard South, both good. And now Zach Ryan in the offensive zone. Playing point guard here tonight. Gives it to Pocock on the right side. Arp wants it again down low, and they'll bounce it into him. He'll post it up. Shot no good. And rebound taken out by Millard South. Pass up ahead. Off the mark. Slowing it down. Fitzer will kick it back out. Trail three here for Rudolph, and he hits it. Rudolph drains the three-pointer. And it's a 5-0 Millard South lead. Zach Ryan in the offensive end. Little 2-3 zone right now for Millard South. Pocock's got it right side. Gives it to Murray. Murray well behind the three-point arc. Will drive. Creates a little space. 15-foot jumper good for Austin Murray. Gave a little shake and bake, and the defender backed up just enough. Off of the screen, penetrating here is going to be Dartman. Dartman works back around the perimeter. Gives it off for Hari. Hari between the circles for Dartman. Dartman gives left side for Rudolph. Rudolph picked up by Arp, and sliding with him is Arp, and he's picked up his second foul of the game. And they've really been working the ball inside to him, but now he'll be coming out of the game, and Johnson checking in for him. So Johnson in for Arp, and Millard South to inbound, leading it 5-2. Rudolph on the bounce here. He's got all 5 points. And on a backdoor cut, Pauly. Pauly's going to kick it back, working around the perimeter. Dartman gives it left side. Rudolph drives, bounces it out. Three-pointer in the corner for Dartman. Up, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Murray. Murray then is fouled. So Millard South really kind of falling in love with that three-point shot here. They're 1 out of 3 from behind the arc in the early stages. It's not a bad shooting percentage from behind the arc at all. Murray on that left side gives it to Waller. Waller can shoot from out there, so he's being closely guarded. And now Zach Ryan has it. Zach Ryan looks inside. He gets it to Johnson. Johnson, a little ball fake. He takes it off glass, and he'll score. Brady Johnson with the bucket. Nice little entry pass inside to the low block again. Kick out here to Hari for Millard South. He'll give it left side for Dartman. Dartman picked up by Zach Ryan. Reach through, ball knocked loose. Ryan comes up with it. Millard South with the turnover. Ryan leads the break, kicks the Waller. Back out to Pocock, who's spotting the three. And he hits the three. Nice ball movement by Kearney High there after the steal. And they have their first lead of the ball game at 7-5. Rudolph in the offensive end gives it up right side for Dartman. Dartman kicks it out for Hari. He's about 35 feet away. They give it now left side for Rudolph. Off of the screen, Rudolph now is picked up by Johnson. Bit of a mismatch. They get it out here for Pauly. In the lane, ball's on the ground. Bounced out by Dartman. Dartman will work it back around. Right side, stepping back is Hari for three, and he hits a three. That was pretty good coverage there, but he kind of dribbled to an open area off of the little mini screen and is able to stroke it in. So Millard South has an 8-7 lead. Murray chins it between the two circles, gives it now for Pocock. Top of the circle for Ryan. Ryan looks on the inside, gets a little screen on that left side. Pocock for three, and he hits a three. Second three-pointer of the game for Peyton Pocock, and when he gets hot, he can stay hot for long periods of time. Rudolph, little penetration, now backs out. He'll pass it. Rudolph now off of the screen, gets it right side, steps inside the three-point arc. His shot is no good. We've got a foul on the rebound. It's pulled out of there by Murray. So Murray with another defensive rebound. Anderson going to check into the ballgame here for the Bearcats. And also Trevor Liebarger. So Ryan still in there. Liebarger will give it left side. Anderson's got it. Anderson off for screen. Gives it to Pocock. 17-foot jumper. Good. Pocock feeling it right now. He's got 8 points in the ballgame. A 12-8 lead. Right side jumper for Hari. That is no good. Rebound in underneath. Putback will fall for Kirkle. Matt Kirkle is able to make the putback after missing one. Liebarger gives it right side for Ryan. Entry pass inside for Johnson. Johnson muscles up and he'll score. Floats it in just over the top of the defense. And it's 14-10, a four-point lead for Kearney High. Bounce pass between the circles. Bearcats going man-to-man right now. And with the basketball is going to be Hari. Hari gives it to Rudolph. Rudolph with a strong drive, put his head down, found a seam, and is able to lay it up and in. And a timeout here for Millard South. Millard South gets it called before the Bearcats can inbound it. 14-12, 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. 14-12, Cats up by two with 2:35 to go. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back. Good start for a couple of pretty good basketball players out there. Calvin Rudolph has 7 points here for Millard South and for the Bearcats. Peyton Pocock with eight. We've got 2:32 to go here in the first quarter. Checking in the ball game for Kearney High is going to be Trey Clevenger. Pass on that left side. Shot up and good. Liebarger strokes in the three. Good ball movement there. And Liebarger cashes in for Kearney High. Pass around the perimeter. Shot to the inside, tipped out here by Kirkle. So Kirkle missed the putback, and then the loose ball is picked up by Trey Clevenger. So Clevenger brings in the offensive end here. And Clevenger on the baseline, bounce pass in front for Johnson, and Johnson's fouled. Good penetration for Clevenger, just a sophomore. And we talked with a couple of coaches, Coach Polcock and Coach Steinbrook, before the game, said that he might get in there, weren't sure, and they said one of the things they like about Clevenger is nothing seems too big for Trey Clevenger. Johnson with the free throw comes up a little bit short here as the foul, by the way, was whistled on Garin Pauly. So Johnson at the free throw line misses the first of two. Johnson has 4 points in the ball game, trying to make it five here, and this free throw is good. He's usually a pretty good free throw shooter traditionally anyway. Hasn't been in the line a whole lot so far this season and has actually struggled this year, but he was a pretty good free throw shooter last year for Kearney High. He makes one of two, and it's now 18-12. Cats up by six, and they get the ball to Jordan Williams for the Patriots. Williams gave it away, now gets it back on that right side, working against Anderson, drives in the lane, and there's going to be a foul, and we'll see whether or not they give that to Clevenger. Clevenger gave up a little bit of ground there, but they're going to say that it was a reach by Liebarger. So Trevor Liebarger with the foul. And Jordan Williams will be shooting two, and the first one is just absolutely perfect. So 18-13, minute 38 to go, first quarter. Kearney High has the lead here. And after the free throw, if it's made, Murray will check into the ball game. It is good. Murray will check in. Pocock will come out and get a little bit of a breather here. And Anderson will inbound for Clevenger. Clevenger working against a little bit of pressure here by Drew Gillen, and he brings in the offensive zone. Nice job of handling the ball. Gives it to Murray. Murray, he's going to fire a long three. It is no good, not even close. And a rebound is taken out of there by Riley Miller. So Miller pulls down the rebound, and the Patriots slowly bring in the offensive zone. They get it off for Dartman. Over for Jordan. Now kick left side, Miller. Miller's going to fire a three. That's no good. And Murray with another rebound. And he's had a nice rebounding game here so far for Kearney High. He's got three rebounds. Final minute of quarter number one, 18-14. Murray has it on the left side. Man-to-man right now are the Patriots. Clevenger posting up, kicks it out for Liebarger. Liebarger fires a three, and he hits a three. Liebarger drains the three-pointer, and the Cats have a seven-point lead. They lead it by a touchdown, 21-14. And slowly, Miller south in the offensive zone. Dartman gives off right side here for Williams. Williams now is going to direct traffic. And those are being very deliberate. Gillen has it. He gives it out for Miller. Bounce pass here on the left side for Dartman. Dartman, the only starter in the game right now for the Patriots. And they'll hand the ball to him. As Gillen looking forward on that left side. Clevenger, a little bit of pressure, but no five-second count going on. Dartman dribbles on that right side, kicks into the corner. Here's a three-pointer for Gillen. No good. Rebound pulled out of there by Clevenger, and Clevenger walked with it as the buzzer sounds. So Millard South puts up the three. Clevenger pulls down the rebound, and that will do it for the first quarter of basketball. And Kearney High has a 21-14 lead as we head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Well, unofficially, Kearney High did not turn the ball over in that first quarter, and that was something that Coach Steinbrook said was going to be a key in this game and one of the seeds to success. Brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Kearney High does have the basketball to start the second quarter, and the entry pass is going to be, well, we just jinxed him. There's a turnover. The steal, the drive, the bucket, good for the Patriots, and they'll have a chance for a three-point play. Just an errant pass, and Jackson Hari is able to drive down after making the steal and then hits the bucket, and now he'll have a chance for a three-point play after the foul was whistled on Zach Ryan. That'll be the first on Ryan. And the free throw is no good, out of bounds, and it was last touch by the Bearcats. So Hari missed the free throw, but they're going to have a chance really for a four-point play here as they are going to continue with the possession. Ball inbounded, backdoor cut, easy bucket. They lost sight of Riley Miller, and Miller with the easy bucket on the inbounds play. Just came across the baseline, and nobody stayed with him. And he'll score to make it 21-18. 4-0 run to start the second quarter. Waller has it top of the circle. Gives it. Here's Murray firing a three. And it is no good. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Kearney High. Another Millard South team rebound. Liebarger back into the ball game here for Kearney High. And we haven't mentioned his name yet, but Calvin Rudolph back into the game. And wherever Rudolph goes, Pocock is sure to follow. He's going to try to stay on him the entire game. Dartman gives the top of the circle here. They work it around Rudolph. Rudolph off of the screen gets it out for Hari. Hari dribbles over the top of Waller. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Arp. As Arp will pull down the rebound after the miss. And now Waller has the top of the circle. Waller bounces it inside for Arp. Arp now in the lane, takes it off glass and gets good. Brian Arp, athletic play there, dribbled up the block and then down the lane and banked it up and in. Rudolph's going to drive, tried to bounce it. It's stolen away by Zach Ryan. Ryan comes away with the steal, gives it to Pocock. Pocock pulls up, jumper back the iron, no good. Rebound by Ryan. Nope, it's on the ground. And coming up with it is Millard South after the miss here by Kearney High. And they're going to work it very quickly. They give it off right side for Hari. Hari kicks in the left wing. With it is Dartman. Dartman's three, no good. And we've got a whistle as it goes out of bounds. And it was last touched on the, they're going to call a foul. Trying to get to the rebound. And that'll go on Millard South. And that will be the first foul of the game here on Riley Miller. Pocock and Ryan to inbound the ball here, and Ryan's not going to face any pressure at all. 23-18, Cats up by five. Ryan in the offensive end. We'll give it to Pocock. Pocock standing near midcourt, gives it to Waller on the right side. Liebarger checked in a little bit ago. He's at top of the key. The ball's knocked out of bounds by Rudolph. Out of Waller's hands. And the official will hand the ball to Waller to inbound it. Waller on the baseline will toss it in. Liebarger sets a little screen, trying to bounce to the outside. They get it to Pocock. Pocock is going to be fouled. And that was a dangerous pass, but it was in just the right spot there for Waller. But they were really, those four guys bunched up in a box there, and Waller somehow got it in there. And then a reaching foul is going to be called on Miller. That'll be his second. And Liebarger is going to step out of the game as Murray checked back in. Starters out there right now for Kearney High. Ryan, Waller, Pocock, Murray, and Arp. And to the free throw line is going to be Pocock. That has now been seven fouls as a team. And the free throw is up and good for Pocock. 24-18. Taking off the warm-up, heading into battle is going to be Zach Ahrens for the Patriots. And Ahrens, I believe, is the 10th Patriot that's checked into the game so far. Free throw, back the iron, no good. And their rebound taken out of there by Millard South. Rudolph on the dribble. We'll kick it off on the right side. Here's a three-pointer for Ahrens. His shot is no good. We got a foul on the rebound, and that's going to be a push on Millard South, and we'll walk to the other end of the court and shoot free throws. That'll be on Noah Dartman. That's now eight fouls whistled on Millard South, and to the free throw line is going to be Zach Ryan for the front end of a 1-1. Ryan on the season comes in 4 out of 6 from the free throw line, and the free throw here rolls around, and is good. Hit the back of the heel, went up high, rolled around the rim, and then falls through the cylinder. 25-18, 7-point lead for the Bearcats. Ryan's free throw, that one hits nothing but the bottom of the twine. So 8-point Kearney High lead. As they've done what they wanted to do, and that's take pretty good care of the basketball. Facing this pressure from Millard South. Rudolph dribbles to the lane, kicks it out. Now on the right side with the ball is going to be Kirkle. Kirkle kicks it out. Long three-pointer up, no good. Kirkle gets his own rebound and then is able to bring it up and in. So he then makes the putback, essentially, and we've got a 6-point ball game. Cats really not facing this full-court pressure that we thought we might get from the Patriots. A little penetration by Pocock, who kicks it out. Three-pointer to Waller. Good! They kicked it out to Waller, and Waller steps into the three and drains it for a 9-point lead here for Kearney High. Cats unofficially 5 of 7 from behind the arc so far in the game. Rudolph on the baseline, jumper over the top of Pocock. Good. Pocock just a stride late. And a timeout here for Millard South. 4:54 to go, second quarter, 29-22. Cats are leading it by 7, and they'll inbound the basketball after this timeout. Brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. We'll be back right after this.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. 4:54 to go here in the second quarter. A 7-point Kearney High lead, 29-22. And for the Cats, again, the starters are still out there. Ryan, Waller, Pocock, Murray, and Arp. Mishu not playing tonight because of some concussion symptoms. In fact, is not even in uniform. So Zach Ryan playing the point guard. And he'll bounce pass it right side for Murray. Murray off of a screen gets out to Ryan. Ryan's going to drive, bank it off glass, and it's in. Zach Ryan, nice little runner on that left side. And Zach Ryan now has 4 points in the game. Rudolph, top of the circle, going to kick it here left side for Dartman. Back around the perimeter, they give it for Ahrens. Ahrens out for Gillen. Gillen works around the perimeter. That's Rudolph. Rudolph has a shot blocked by Pocock and then a foul on the rebound. And that'll be on Kearney High. The foul will be on Kearney High. So Murray picks up the foul. Battling for the rebound, essentially. 4:19 to go. 9-point Bearcat lead here in the second quarter. Bounce pass into the corner there for Ahrens. Ahrens loses the ball, is able to push it out to Rudolph. Rudolph in the lane, kicks. Good look there as Hari then. His pass across the lane is stolen away by Murray. Nice defensive play there by Murray. And now Waller has it. Waller dribbles into that corner. 5-second count going on, and a hand check going to be called on Calvin Rudolph. Again, that's been a point of contention this season, and a point of emphasis for officials is that hand check. And he had his hand on him a couple of times briefly, but you can't alternate hands, and that's essentially what Rudolph did there. And it's a whole lot tighter than what it's ever been. So Waller is going to go the free throw line, and he'll be shooting a 1-and-1. And the first one is back the iron and no good. And Millard South comes out of there with it. They kick here left wing for Ahrens, back around the perimeter. Off of a screen, now Ahrens has it, enters it down low near the low block to Kirkle. Kirkle's going to kick it out for Rudolph. Rudolph is going to fire the three. It's no good, and Waller is able to pull down the rebound after that missed three. Ryan's got it. Ryan's going to kick it for Murray. Quick pass on the inside, trying to get it to Brady Johnson, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Kirkle. So cancel inbound in that corner. Triggering it in is going to be Pocock. Pocock will just throw it into the near the backcourt to Waller. Waller now will hand it off for Zach Ryan. Ryan facing man-to-man pressure here by Gillen. Will dribble, dump right side. Murray's open for three, fires the three. It's a little bit high, no good. Offensive rebound by Johnson, and Johnson will make the putback. So Brady Johnson will then make the putback. And it's an 11-point Kearney High lead and a whistle at the early stages of that drive. I think it was away from the ball. It was in underneath. They're going to call a hold here on Johnson. That's now six against Kearney High. Millard South has been called for nine fouls in the ball game. So Millard South will inbound underneath their own basket. Tossing it in is going to be Miller. Miller gets it to Rudolph. Back to Rudolph. Now back to Rudolph again after he passed it out. He'll penetrate a little bit. Quick ball movement here. They give it for Hari. He dribbles around. We'll give it near midcourt, and they're going to reset everything completely. Bearcats right now going 2-3 zone. Rudolph now recognizing that, and he'll kick it off on the left side for Miller. Miller gave it away. Back around the perimeter we go. Giving it right back out to Miller. Back to Rudolph. Rudolph was open for the long three top of the key if he wanted it. Now he has it about 6 feet from behind the arc. Gives it off on the left side for Miller. Back to Rudolph. Rudolph's going to kick here right side for Ahrens, and Ahrens hits the three. They were patient, and Ahrens benefited from that patience by able to stroke that one in. A little runner here for Zach Ryan. Has a shot blocked, but Ryan's able to come up with it, and we've got a foul in underneath. Driving was Pocock, and that'll be Jackson Hari's first foul of the game. Check that, his second. And that will send Pocock to the line to shoot two, because that's now 10 team fouls whistled on the Patriots. So shot was blocked in there, but fortunately for Kearney High, Ryan was able to get it out, kick it out to Pocock, and as Pocock was beginning to make a play with the ball, was fouled. And now Pocock makes the first of two free throws. 34-25. Anderson checks in the game, so it's Anderson, Johnson, Pocock, Liebarger, and Ryan for the Cats right now. Second free throw by Pocock, up and good. So he makes both free throws, and Peyton Pocock now has 11 points in the ball game. 35-25, good guys. On the bounce is Rudolph. Little ball fake on that right side for Dartman. Dartman now will dribble, give it between the circles for Ahrens, who gives it off left side. A little ball fake by Miller. Now right wing again is Ahrens. Ahrens going to dribble to the free throw line, kick left side. There's Miller for three. That's no good. Rebounded in underneath. A little drive and then the dump. And the loose ball is picked up there by Miller. They'll pass it back around the perimeter here as Miller has it with a minute 44 to go. 35-25 Cats off of a screen left side. With it is Dartman. Dartman helps work it back around the perimeter. Rudolph will cycle through, set a screen. Entry pass on the inside, knocked down by Johnson. Johnson fighting for the ball, and I think that's going to be a hell ball. Johnson battling in there for the loose ball, knocked it loose as they were trying to get it inside for Kirkle, and then Johnson able to tie it up. That'll move the possession arrow as Millard South has the arrow pointing their way. That's good hustle by Johnson, and the Kearney High bench applauding that effort. That was good hustle. Millard South wanted a foul there, but usually if you got a loose ball, they're going to allow exactly what Johnson did in terms of reaching over the arm of Kirkle to get to the ball. Hari going to check into the game. Stepping out is going to be Ahrens here with a minute 29 to go. Coming up at halftime, we'll be talking with Jason Boyd. And a long inbounds play. They get it near midcourt. Loose ball. Kearney High had it momentarily, but then coming through the back door and getting it back is Kirkle. So really both teams just kind of turn the ball over there. And now with a minute eight to go, they'll reset the offense. On the bounce here is Dartman. Dartman gets it to the elbow, kicks it back around the perimeter, back out to Dartman, to Rudolph. Rudolph right wing for Miller. And on the dribble here is going to be Hari. Hari back around the perimeter for Dartman. Dartman's going to skip pass it over to Miller. Back to Rudolph, who's going to drive the lane. A little floater, no good. Nothing but white jerseys there. And Johnson is able to pull down the rebound. So Johnson ends the possession with the defensive rebound. And now they're going to trap it. And Ryan's pass going to be stolen away by Rudolph. And then Ryan will commit the foul to prevent a two-on-none fast break. They double-team Ryan. And he stepped through it and made the bounce pass, but Rudolph was there to make the steal. And then Ryan is going to commit the foul. And so Rudolph to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. He strokes the first one in. It's good. 35-26, 35 seconds to go before halftime. Trey Clevenger checking in the game here, giving Zach Ryan a little bit of a breather. Rudolph's second free throw is up, rolling around, and no good. Anderson pulls down the rebound. The Kearney High snags the bound here. And Trey Clevenger, facing a little pressure, will throw it, gets it to Pocock. Pocock, near midcourt, now throws it for Murray. Murray throws it through Anderson's hands. That'll be a turnover. Good pass. Anderson didn't handle it. And now the Patriots will kick left side. A little ball fake here for Dartman. Back to Rudolph. They want to work it for the last shot here. As they get it to Rudolph. Rudolph drives, and a push is going to be called on Pocock. And that'll be his first foul. He waited to the final 5 seconds of the first half to commit his first foul. Waller going to check in. He's going to come in for Anderson with 4.7 to go. Zach Ryan back into the game. Arp back into the game. So the starters are out there for Kearney High. Ryan, Waller, Pocock, Murray, and Arp. And at the free throw line is going to be Calvin Rudolph. Rudolph's free throw, the front end of the 1-1 is good. And Millard South now, 6 out of 8 from the free throw line. And Rudolph now with 11 points in the game. Second free throw on the way and good. So Ryan gets it. 3 seconds left. Ryan kicks a hip to Pocock. Pocock turns around, fires the three. The tip by Arp is off the mark. No good. Pocock fired that long three-pointer. I don't want to call it a desperation three because he had to spin and shoot knowing there wasn't a whole lot of time left. And Arp couldn't quite hit the shot as he tried to tip that one in. It would have counted had he been able to get it through the cylinder, but it is no good. So we head to the locker room, and Kearney High has a lead by a touchdown. They lead at 35-28. We'll talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney High, after their tough win against the Lady Patriots, 52-50. We'll talk with Coach Boyd as we come back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this timeout.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to Kearney High for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We're at halftime of the boys' game where Kearney High leads Millard South 35-28. And the Kearney High girls with a nice 52-50 win earlier tonight over the Lady Patriots. Kind enough to join us to talk about it is Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach for Kearney High. And it got a little hairy there for a while. You had a nice early lead, but you have to tip your hat. It had been easy after that comeback against you for your team to kind of fold the tent, but they made some big plays down the stretch.
Right. I mean, probably the biggest thing that I got out of that was that we did, found a way to win even though we lost the lead and lost a big lead. And so that was, that's a good thing. Kids could have definitely kind of folded, especially when we had some close losses already on the season. and just playing another really good team. I mean, I knew they were going to go on a run. I was just hoping it wasn't going to be that big a run. But we were kind of expecting it the whole game. I mean, they're not a team that's normally going to be held to a point as long as they were.
Right.
They got multiple kids that can shoot it and score and handle the ball, and they're tough to defend. And they put pressure on us when they started hitting those threes, definitely in the fourth quarter. That hurt us. And the other thing about them is they just do so many different things defensively. They were triangling two. They were in their 2-3 high half-court trap. They were in a few different presses. They manned us. They 1-3-1'd us. And it definitely caused us some problems just getting organized and at times and with all the different things they do. They put a lot of pressure on you, and it was difficult for us. And I thought early on I told the kids, well, our defense was great, but we were missing out on opportunity to really extend the lead even more than it was. I thought we missed a lot of easy baskets, missing free throws, where we should have really been up really, really big early.
And I kind of thought there was a few passes that weren't really – there wasn't pressure on the pass, but it was just thrown a little bit too high, and some turnovers kind of hurt you.
Yeah,
because, again,
the first half,
you guys really moved the ball very well, and, the movement of your offense and all that was looking really good. But, some missed shots, a couple of turnovers that kind of kept you from really maybe burying these guys early, but you still led 21-6 early on in that second quarter.
Right.
And then they started hitting those threes. Was it – they just got hot – because I think they hit 7 of like 9 shots there at one stretch from behind the arc. Was it bad defense on your part? Was it good shooting on their part? How do you kind of see how that?
Well, we've tweaked our defense a little bit. Last week, Southeast had 10 threes on us, so we're kind of having Miller take the high post. We were collapsing on the high post too much against Southeast, and so when they went high post, and so first half it was working great. They were in some of their other offenses. Once they went to just 5 out and just dribble penetrate, it was hard for us not to help in a little bit on the dribble penetration. And that's where they got drive and kick, drive and kick, drive and kick. That's where they got their threes. We're trying to preach to them, I don't care about the drive when you're up 10 or 8, late in the game. I don't care about it right now, especially when you got a 6-3 shot blocker waiting behind you. I don't care about it. And it's just hard when they drive. It's just natural to have kids help down a little. And at that point, I didn't want them to. And it definitely hurt us a couple times. I mean, they were hitting some tough threes, too. We were running at them with an arm up, and they were just draining them without much time, catch and shoot. And I mean, they're a competitive group, and they're well-coached. They run a lot of good things, a lot of good sets, and they definitely put pressure on us. And we were waiting for their run, and it was a big run. And thank goodness we pulled it out late. I mean, that's the biggest thing. We hit some free throws late that when we needed them. They missed some free throws late that hurt them, too.
And that last possession, they had a chance to maybe even take the lead with a three-pointer. Kind of an errant pass that you guys were able to deflect away. And I know Miller South wanted to call a timeout, but the ball was loose, and they finally grabbed it with like 0.3 to go. But when you need a good defensive stop, you really kind of took Miller South out of what they wanted to do on their final possession. And if you guys aren't able to do that, we might be having a whole different conversation right now.
Right. It was the last several timeouts were all about, do we man, do we, and it was so hard. And then we still had a lead. And the kids and I throughout the last couple of years, really, we've zoned a lot. And that's what the kids believe in right now. So we stuck with it. And they kept hitting shots. So that would have been one of those games I would have definitely second-guessed a lot of what we did if we didn't pull that game out. But late, that's what we went to. We're up 1. Hey, and so we just extended our 2-3, really. We just went real high so they couldn't, run a lot, couldn't bounce the ball up there and catch it about half court. So we extended it. And it did cause them to waste some time. I think they were expecting us to man, you could tell. And we did not, and we stayed spread. And then, it causes some problems. I think it was tough for them to run any sets late in the game. And then, thank goodness, they threw it out. And then it was 0.3. I think all you can do is tip.
Yeah.
So we were struggling with how to defend there. We did go man. We went man for 0.3 seconds. So,
so
about as
defense.
Long as I trusted right now.
Right now, Kearney High boys are leading Millard South 35-28 here at intermission. Talking with girls basketball coach Jason Boyd after their 52-50 win over Millard West. Skylar Snyder, well, the three amigos did what they do. Snyder, 23 points. She's been a hot hand here for you lately. Stitham and Miller both with 11 points. And I'll tell you what, just a nice job within the offense as it just seemed like a natural flow to the offense. And again, those three ladies are the ones that really kind of stir the drink a little bit in terms of offensively getting some points for you.
Yeah, I think we attacked their trap really well first half. I mean, because even when we weren't scoring, we had good shots. We just weren't finishing. So we just spread the court and attacked it. Yeah, and a trap kind of takes you out of, takes the game out of my hands a little bit. It puts it in the players' hands. You just basically have to spread the court, and the kids had to make plays. And for the most part, they were early. I mean, they were passing it well. But you're right, when they kind of went on the run, we had some unforced turnovers at times, some forced turnovers at times, because they're a pretty aggressive team.
Two straight wins. You're now 2-2. You travel to Northeast on Friday. What do you know about the Rockets?
They're good. They returned four of their top six, another top 10 team. I think they were preseason possibly six. I can't remember. But they're solid. I mean, they got a lot of guards. They're not very big. We definitely have a size advantage. We'll probably get full court pressure throughout the game. Hopefully we can work on that throughout the week and be ready for it, and hopefully get another win.
All right, sounds good. Jason, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Randy.
Jason Boyd, head girls basketball coach at Kearney High. They win it 52-50. Right now the boys are up 35-28 over Millard South. And we'll wrap up our halftime report right after this.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
And welcome back. Bearcats up 35-28. Let's check some numbers here real quick for Millard South. Leading the way for them is Calvin Rudolph. He has 12, 2 for Williams, 2 for Riley Miller, 5 for Jackson Hari, and 3 points for Zach Ahrens, 4 for Matt Kirkle. And boy, did they use the bench here at Millard South. I think they had 12 different guys that got in the game at one point or another. Peyton Pocock leading the way for Kearney High. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Brady Johnson off the bench has 7. Brian Arp with 2 points, 6 for Trevor Leibarger. Jake Waller has 3, and Zach Ryan with 4 points here at intermission. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. See them in the Buffalo County area for your trash hauling needs. You can find them in your local Yellow Pages, 35-28, and Kearney High has possession of the ball to start quarter number 3. And the starters out there for the Bearcats. In the offensive zone is going to be Ryan. Ryan on the bounce, gives it to Pocock. As right now, 2-3 zone here for Millard South. Ryan gives left side for Waller, well behind the three-point arc for Pocock, right side. Bouncing it out for Ryan. And again, Kearney just kind of passed around the perimeter. Waller back to Ryan, back to Waller. They're looking to the inside where Murray's at, and running the baseline essentially is Arp. Kick left side. Here's a three-pointer for Waller. It is off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. And going with it, with them, is both Murray and Arp trying to track down the loose ball. So this will be the first possession of the second half here for Millard South. And that was not a great offensive look there for Kearney High, as that was not a great look for Waller. It just seemed like you run the 40 seconds off the clock, you're supposed to shoot. Dribbling here is Rudolph. Rudolph on the baseline. Defender falls down, but Murray's able to knock it, deflect the pass. They shot just a little bit, and I think it went off of Pauly's leg. He disagrees with that. And Millard South with the miss there, and a team rebound for Kearney High as it rolled out of bounds. And some of the Millard South coaches having an interesting conversation with the officials. Entry pass down low for Arp. He tries a little bunny hook. He missed it, but the rebound to Waller. Waller tries the putback. That one will not fall, and it's going to be a hell ball on the rebound. Possession arrow pointing to Millard South, so we'll give Pauly credit for a rebound. But right there for the Cats was Murray, and he couldn't quite pull down the rebound. Same score right now as we had at halftime, 35-28. We played about a minute 20 of the third quarter here. Left wing with it is Kirkle. Kirkle gives it to a Fitzer. Fitzer, a little run and stop, then kick out for Randolph. Off of a screen, driving is Pauly. And Pauly going to be hand-checked there by Murray. And again, not much of a foul, but that is a foul. And
That'll be the second on Austin Murray. And Murray will inbound, well, pressure the inbounder, Dartman. Rudolph has it now on top of the circle. Starters out there for Kearney High. A little difference here for Millard South. Again, they've been playing about a dozen guys. Fitzer gives it off left side for Dartman. Entry pass down low. Arp right there defensively. Tough shot there for Pauly. It's no good. And Murray will pull down the rebound. So Ryan in the offensive end gives it top of the circle for Murray. Now Ryan will clear. Murray dribbles behind the back, takes it in the lane, a little floater up and good. Austin Murray wanted him to kind of move, to kind of clear a little space for him, and was able to drive through the lane. Nice little crossover dribble there. So he's got the first points of the second half here for Kearney High. On the baseline, driving is Pauly. Pauly drives, misses the shot, rebounded, and they're going to stop things here for Pauly, who landed on one of his own teammates and ended up getting essentially undercut on the landing there as it was rebounded by Arp. And they're going to kind of clean that up to make sure that he's okay. That's, again, key job of the officials is to make sure nobody gets hurt. And Ryan lost the ball, and that's good at defense there for Calvin Rudolph. Rudolph be able to tip it out of Ryan's hands just a little bit. And he loses the ball. 37-28. 5:27 to go here. Third quarter. In for the Patriots going to be Riley Miller. And he'll inbound it. No, he won't. As he'll head back. As coming on the backside is Fitzer. They're going to say that he's the four, and he'll inbound it. He'll get the ball here for Rudolph. Set play coming up here for the Patriots. Rudolph will give it off on the left wing for Fitzer. Off of a screen, top of the circle for Kirkel. And they clear it out for Rudolph, who drives the right side and lays it up and in. Yeah, set play to kind of clear things out for Calvin Rudolph. And the pass going to be knocked out of bounds by Fitzer. 37-30. Bearcats with a 7-point lead. And they'll just kind of lob it out here for Zach Ryan. Ryan crossed the timeline, gives it to Murray. Murray on the dribble to the right side, gets it to Waller. Waller picked up there defensively by Dartman. As right now, Millard South trying to trap the ball wherever they can. Nice entry pass by Pocock into Arp, and Arp's going to bank it off the glass. Well, Arp had to take that one dribble in there and an extra step, otherwise that had been an assist. But a nice pass there by Pocock. Now they try the same thing, but that one is diagnosed by Waller. And that'll be a Millard South turnover. Waller helps force the turnover. Now he'll try a trail three. In and out, no good. Arp with the rebound. Arp takes it off glass and shoots it a little bit too strong. Well, Arp facing some pressure in there. Thought that that shot was going to get blocked. Started muscling up maybe a little bit too much. And went over the top of the glass and out of bounds. So Millard South has it here down 39-30. Rudolph on the bounce. We'll give it off here left side for Fitzer. Off of the screen, top of the circle. Kirkel has it. Gives it back to Rudolph. Same idea. Rudolph drives. Shoots over the top of Ryan. Same result as he's able to bank it in. And for Rudolph, he's got 16 in the game. Leading score for either team. Here Ryan's going to fire a three. It's no good. Long rebound and outletted by Rudolph. Now a trail three. Nope, they're going to actually dribble with it. Here's Dartman. They'll work it back around the perimeter. Dartman had an opportunity to shoot a trail three, but just didn't feel comfortable with it. And now Fitzer has it. Off of a screen, top of the circle, that's Kirkel. Kirkel will give it off for Rudolph. Rudolph gives it off here left side for Dartman. Dartman fires a three. No good. And Art pulls down the rebound after the missed three. And we've got a timeout here for Kearney High. Weinbarger going to check in here for the Bearcats. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Bearcats lead at 39-32. We're back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. As Kearney High right now, still just kind of battling a little bit against these Patriots. And they've always just kind of found a way to kind of keep this this lead that they've had throughout the course of the game. And we'll see if they can make something else happen here. Pass on the left side. Put up inside for Arp. And Brian Arp muscles that one up and in. Good ball movement there for the Cats, and their lead back out to 9. Again, Patriots working it out. Rudolph going to drive. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. Good job there by Arp to shut things off. Turnaround jumper here by Kirkle. And Kirkle can't get that shot to fall. Rebounded there by Arp. Now he's going to hand the ball off here for Ryan, who gives it right side for Pocock. Pocock lobs it in for Arp. Great pass, and Arp's going to lay it up and in. Great pass. Arp with the catch and the shot, and the lead is 11 for Kearney High. Timeout, Millard South. 2:46 to go here in the third quarter. An 11-point lead for Kearney High. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member, FDIC. Full timeout for the Patriots here, trailing at 43-32 with 2:46 to go in the third. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Bearcats right now looking pretty good. They've weathered the storm. They had their lead cut down to, I think it was 5 at one point, but now they've been able to push that back out to 11. They lead it 43-32, 2:46 to go. As again, they've just done a lot of really nice things to just kind of keep the balance here. Calvin Rudolph has had a solid game. He's got 16 points, and he brings it across the timeline. He's screened off. He'll drive. Bounce pass in underneath. It's out of bounds. And last touch by Kearney High. And Rudolph is going to be helped up by Liebarger and Johnson, who helped kind of knock him down. Those guys are back out there for Kearney High with Murray, Ryan, and Pocock. So there's the 5 for the Cats. Inbounding here is going to be Miller. Miller throws it to Rudolph on that far corner. Cats right now 2-3 zone, but they are paying extra special attention to Calvin Rudolph. And Rudolph will kick it off on the right side here for Miller. They get it off for Hari. Enters it. Backdoor cut. They just basically tipped that in to Miller. That was a pretty play. Miller caught it at the bottom of the glass and was able to just finish his ups and lay that off the glass and in. Nearly a dunk. Murray's going to drive. Will fake the shot. Now puts up the shot. No good. And the rebound taken out by the Patriots. Driving is Rudolph. Rudolph before the shot is pushed on the body. And the whistle came before he even got close to finishing the drive. So I don't know why the guy next to me is upset. It is a block on Kearney High. And that's, if you want that kind of continuation, you're going to have to play in the NBA. Foul was on Pocock, his second. So they inbound it. That is the second team foul against the Cats here in the second half. Rudolph has the top of the circle. Gives it off on the right wing for Riley. Riley, nice pass inside. Backdoor cut, and Hari is able to cash that one in. As he's able to take that in, he's got 7 in the game. A little bit of pressure. Cats handle it pretty well. Pass to Liebarger, who skips it over for Pocock. Pocock gave it away, now gets it back. They give it right side for Murray. And again, it's looking like man-to-man here. Murray's going to drive, shoot over the top of the backside help. No good, and Johnson goes over the back on the rebound. Yep. That was a good take there by Murray. It didn't fall, but it was a good take on that drive. He had to shoot over the top of the backside help that was provided there by Gar and Polly. Polly was in great position for the rebound, and trying to get the ball was Johnson, and Johnson commits his second foul.
They haven't put it up on the board here, but that'll be a foul on Johnson. And around the perimeter, Rudolph has it. Great pressure there by Murray. And we've got a player down for Millard South away from the ball. And I'm not sure what the situation here is, but limping off is Riley Miller. I think Miller might have landed or stepped on somebody's foot and turned his ankle. So the officials stopped things there, and Ryan Fitzer is going to check in. So Bearcats lead at 43-36 right now. Four straight points for Millard South. And the official is talking about where the ball is, where it should be inbounded. Yeah, they're talking about a foul. Johnson, they did not put the foul up for Johnson. I have it being three team fouls here on Kearney High. That's what the book for Millard South has as well. And now they've got that foul up there, yeah. Everybody's not in agreement. They didn't put the foul up there. Now it's all taken care of. So three fouls have been whistled on Kearney High. That's a good catch there by the Millard South coaches. Right wing with it is Hari. Hari's going to penetrate a little bit, kick it out for Fitzer on that left side. They set a screen for Rudolph. He's going to drive, take it off glass, and he's fouled. And the Patriots are going to help pick him up. That'll be on Ryan. As Zach Ryan commits the foul, that was a set play to try to continue to play the hot hand of Calvin Rudolph, who's going to go line and shoot two here. Rudolph has 16 points in the ballgame. He has nearly half the points for the Patriots. Not quite. He now has 17 of their 37 as he makes the free throw. 43-37, final minute of the third quarter here. Second free throw, up and good. And we've got contact between Johnson and Pauly, and they do not call a foul. They're just making sure that nobody gets agitated here because I think Pauly was getting a little angry, and Johnson isn't going to back down. So they just discuss things. No foul called on that. And in the offensive zone comes Anderson. He checked in during the stoppage. And Pocock has it on the right side. Waller in the lane. Kicks it back out for Ryan. Ryan to the elbow to Johnson. Johnson back out to Ryan. Ryan doesn't move but kicks it right side for Pocock, who fires a three. Good looking shot there. Does not fall. And the rebound taken out by Millard South. Patriots now with 30 seconds to go. Give it to Rudolph. Here he's near midcourt and appears that they want to milk the clock a little bit. Pocock's going to come out there and extend a man-to-man out that far to kind of slow him down. Kirkle has it. Now Kirkle will give it out for Rudolph. And now Pocock's going to stand at the top of the key, and near midcourt is going to be Rudolph. 11 seconds. They start things by passing it left side for Hari. Hari's going to drive off of the screen, kick it. Little penetration here by Kirkle. Kirkle gives it to Rudolph. Left side, jumper up, good, and that will do it. It was inside the three-point arc on that left side, but Rudolph strokes in the three essentially at the buzzer, and we got a three-point ball game heading into the fourth quarter. It's 43-40. Millard South has cut it down to three. We'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
On our last episode of As the Wheel Turns, Carl was ending a long-term relationship.
Carl, I've seen how you look at other vehicles.
You just don't look as good as you used to.
That's because you haven't taken me to the Dent Popper. A new spray-on bed liner or bed cover will get people to stare at me. And custom-fit floor mats from WeatherTech will make me feel pretty on the inside.
Avoid the drama with a trip to the Dent Popper, north of the railroad, First Avenue, on the bricks, downtown Pawnee.
Sure, you know Fanatics is a great place to watch the game and have great food. But Fanatics is also the perfect place for your holiday party. Their new party room could be set up for an intimate gathering or a company Christmas party for up to 100. Order straight from the menu, or Fanatics will customize a meal for you and your guests. Enjoy your privacy, or join the fun with everybody else at Fanatics. Fanatics does birthday and graduation parties, too. Holiday parties are more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Well, Bearcats need to find some way to slow down Calvin Rudolph, who now has 20 points in the ball game. That might be easier said than done, but that is tonight's Seeds to Success, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. Where can growers go for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to get the most out of every acre? Easy, pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Start with Pioneer, the great Seeds of Success with Craig Weegis. Kearney High has the basketball. They're working around the perimeter. They enter it inside for Murray. Starters out there for the Cats. And Ryan will give it left side for Waller. Waller finds an open space on the baseline, and he hits the shot there. Jake Waller took it on the wing, took it then to the baseline, and he now has 5 points in the ball game and pushes that out to a five-point Kearney High lead. Driving here is going to be Hari. Hari gets it to Rudolph. Rudolph kicks it to Fitzer. He'll fire a three, and he hits a three. Ryan Fitzer with the three, and he now has 3 points in the ball game. Unofficially, I have Millard South being 4 of 17 from behind the arc. Kearney High is 5 of 13. On the baseline is Arp. Arp's pass is tipped, stolen away, so Kearney High turns it over. Long outlet pass up ahead on the run. Hari lays it up and in. And we're tied at 45. 5 quick points here. And the ball rolls away from the officials. And they track it down. And now they're going to make sure everybody's shirt's tucked in and slow things down just a little bit. 5 quick points here for Millard South. We are deadlocked. And I think the Patriots might have had a quick lead in the first quarter. I'll double-check that here in a little bit. But they have not led for sure since the first quarter. Pocock working around. A little 2-3 zone here for Millard South. I think Kearney High has had a little trouble with this zone. Surprised the Patriots haven't played more of it. And now with it is Zach Ryan. Ryan gives it left side for Pocock. Bounces in the corner for Arp. Then cycles through. Gives it for Zach Ryan. And they'll reset it. They thought they had a moment there. They were going to get Pocock open. Waller's got it on the right wing. Gives it back to Ryan. Left side for Murray. Now three-pointer for Pocock. Back of the iron, no good. And we got a whistle on the rebound. And that's going to go against Kearney High. Nope, they're going to say that he was out of bounds. Thought they were going to call a foul there on Arp. They're going to say Arp touched the ball while it was on the baseline. So 45 all. And Rudolph will give it up on the right wing. And he's on the sideline. Yeah, he took a little step back. I can't see that from here, but apparently Jackson Hari took a step back and as a result stepped on the sideline. The official right on the line, and the Millard South coaches not arguing at all about that call. So both teams turn it over. Kearney High missed a shot. Turnover here for Millard South, and now they're going to try to trap out of that 2-3 zone. Ryan throws it for Waller. Waller, that's a good look for the three, and he hits it. Jake Waller strokes in the three. He's got 5 points here in the last minute, and now Rudolph has it. He's going to drive, shut off there by Pocock. They'll give it off, an entry pass down low, posting up as Pauly. His shot's no good, and rebounded by Brian Arp. So Arp ends the possession with the rebound, and now he'll get the ball back, and a bad pass. It's tipped into the hands for Fitzer. Fitzer's going to lay it up and in, and there's a foul. Kearney High had a bad pass that Arp couldn't handle. It went right to Fitzer. Fitzer drove in hard, got the bucket, and there is a foul, so he's got a chance for a three-point play. Waller got there very late, and they're going to call him for a foul. 5 fouls now on Kearney High here in the second half, none against Millard South. And that's not an indictment on the officiating, because I think they've called a very good game. It's just the way it's been. So Fitzer will try to finish off the three-point play, and if he does so, we'll be tied, and we are now tied at 48. So Kearney High builds a five-point lead, and now Millard South is able to shut the door on that, and we'll see if the Cats can build that lead back up with 5 minutes to go. Liebarger checked in. Now he's skipping it out for Pocock. He goes at the Ryan to Liebarger on the right side. Liebarger out for Pocock. Pocock steps through a double team. Backdoor cut to Liebarger. Laid up and in. And again, that time they got that zone out of position a little bit. Pocock then attacked it, and Liebarger did his part by making a nice flash in underneath. Pass down low on the ground. Liebarger tries to get his hands on it. Can't. And somehow Millard South keeps position. Jumper for Gapaldi. It's no good. And we've got a foul on the rebound that's ripped out of there by Brian Arp. So Arp pulls the bound, and we've got our first foul of the second half here on Millard South. Comes with 4:32 to go in the fourth quarter, and that's going to go on Fitzer. And Millard South is going to try to go full court pressure here. Cats with a 50-48 lead with 4:32 to go. And now Murray, they're telling him you cannot run the baseline. He's going to inbound it. Full court, man-to-man for Millard South. Bob for Ryan. Ryan makes a nice catch, brings in the offensive zone very quickly, gives it back out to Murray. Murray to Waller. Starters out there for Kearney High. Waller handing it off to Ryan. Bad pass. It's stolen away. Coming up with it is Fitzer. Fitzer's going to drive, and Fitzer, after the steal, will make the layup. And again, we're tied at 50. Timeout, Bearcats. 4:09 to go, fourth quarter, 50-50. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. 4:09 to go in a tied basketball game. We'll be back with that final 4-plus minutes. We come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back here to the Nebraskaland National Bank broadcast booth. 50-50 with 4:09 to go here in the basketball game. A little bit of breaking news for you. Marcus Mariota has won the 80th Heisman Trophy. And, of course, fake Fopolini has to tweet out that has to be a record of some sort. So Mariota wins the Heisman. I would have gone with Gordon myself. But in any event, Mariota wins the Heisman. 4:09 to go here. We haven't decided who's going to win this basketball game. We had a tight one on the girls' side that we broadcast earlier. Cats won that one 52-50. I'm pretty sure the score will be higher than that. We're tied at 50 with 4:09 to go. Millard South and Kearney High. Tossing in is going to be Murray. These two teams got together last year in Millard, and that was a pretty good ball game as well. Won by the home team. Kind of hoping for the home team to win here. Zach Ryan's pass stolen away with the steal is Fitzer. Fitzer will lay it up and in. Are they going to say he was in the act of shooting? He committed the foul, and they're going to count the bucket. Pocock committed the foul. That's not the question. Pocock was trying to get it while the ball was on the ground. I didn't think he jumped up yet. They're going to give the continuation here to Fitzer, who makes the bucket, and now we'll have a chance for a three-point play. So Fitzer will try to finish the three-point play. Pocock disagrees. I disagree. Free throw rolls around and is no good. And it's going to be a foul on Millard South. The foul is going to be on Pauly. That is going to be his third. Just the second team foul on Millard South here with 3:58 to go in the fourth quarter. 52-50. Millard South with the lead. A couple of turnovers have hurt Kearney High. Backing in is Arp. Arp takes it off glass, hangs on the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Murray. And Murray's going to head to the line after the foul. Nice job muscling in there by Austin Murray to get that rebound. And the foul is going to be on Pauly. He's picked up two quick fouls and now has four in the game. So Murray, in the act of shooting, is going to shoot twice here. And the first one rolls around and is good. So he makes the first one. Murray is 75% free throw shooter on the season. Actually will improve his average with that free throw. And hopefully improve it here as well. Second one is up and good. 52-52, 3:44 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rudolph is going to kick it off on the right side here for Miller. Miller near midcourt, giving off to Hari. Now Rudolph has it. He's shut off by Waller. Nice backside help there by Waller. And Kirkle now has it near midcourt. And they're going to put the ball on his hip and they have Murray come out and defend Riley Miller. Over for Rudolph. Rudolph comes off of a screen, dribbles, now kicks right side for Hari. And again, they're spreading out the floor, trying to create some sort of seam here. Very patient are the Patriots. They drive Murray with the block, and it's out to Kirkel. So Kirkel comes up with it, but you can kind of hear him hooting and hollering over there for the block by Murray. But Kirkel was able to keep the possession around. Off of the screen with the ball here is going to be Hari. They give it off for Rudolph, top of the circle. Bearcats going 2-3 zone right now. With it is Riley. Gives it off for Rudolph. Rudolph working against some pressure. Waller knocked it loose. Can't come up with that loose ball. And he's going to be helped up. Nice sportsmanship there by Riley Miller. Waller trying to track it down. Ran out of real estate. 52-50. Every possession from this point on just so valuable. And Kearney High did a pretty good job of protecting the basketball much of the game. But then they've committed a couple of turnovers here in the fourth quarter that have really hurt them. Unofficially, Bearcats 21 rebounds compared to 17 for Millard South. Turnovers pretty even as well, 9 for Kearney High, 7 for the Patriots. And the scoreboard is tied at 52, 2:37 to go. Right wing Fitzer has it, enters it, and running out of room with a bad pass. Pauly tried to save it, but he stepped on the baseline to do so. So Millard South with the turnover, and we'll see if the Cats can take the lead back. They led at halftime by 7. They pushed that lead out to double digits a couple of times here in the second half. The pass by Ryan is tapped out of bounds there by Riley Miller. So in front of the toga-clad student body, Murray's going to inbound it, and they'll give it to Waller. They don't really pressure Waller. Now Rudolph will pick him up. Waller starts his dribble, kicks to Pocock on the left side, gives it to Zach Ryan. Goat facing a little bit of pressure. Gives it off here for Riley Miller. The drive by Ryan. Takes it off glass and he scored! How did he get that shot off of the land of the Giants? He got in there, got the body foul, and the look on Coach Steinbrook's face is priceless. Like, eee, how'd he do that? Zach Ryan with a great drive to give the Cats the lead. The foul is going to be called on Miller. That's going to be his third. And we'll see if Zach Ryan can finish off a three-point play. Put a star by that one. And it quiets down in here. Miller's free throw hits the back of the iron. No good. Well, can't be perfect, I guess. And the rebound by Fitzer. And here comes Rudolph in the offensive end. He gives it left wing here for Pauly. Off the screen. They get it off for Rudolph. Rudolph double team. Kicks it back out to the elbow. And Fitzer now has it. And they're going to reset the half-court offense. Near midcourt, Riley Miller puts the ball on his hip. Now gives it to Calvin Rudolph. They clear out for Rudolph, a little screen. Rudolph with the dribble, picked up by Arp. Kick out, three-pointer for Kirkel. That one will not fall. And the rebound to Kearney High. And then Millard South commits the foul. Had trouble seeing that Jake Waller is the one that pulled down the rebound because he was being jumped on there by Garin Pauly. In terms of defense, and that second jump, a little ball fake by Waller, got Pauly to land on him, and Pauly has committed his fifth foul. So he's out of the ball game. And I think the first six fouls of the basketball game here in the second half, the first six fouls of the second half went against Kearney High. Next five now have gone against Millard South, and it's neither team are in the bonus just yet. Another foul by the Bearcats will put Millard South to the line for a 1-1. But fouling out is going to be Pauly with a minute 36 to go. Starters out there for Kearney High. That's Ryan, Waller, Pocock, Murray, and Arp. And Murray's going to inbound it. They get it to Ryan. Back out to Murray, and he didn't get established. Don't blame Zach Ryan for that. He got the ball on the baseline. The double team and the trap came immediately. And when that happens, you want to get the ball back to the inbounder. And Austin Murray was caught spending too much time out of bounds. A full timeout here for Millard South after the turnover. And they'll inbound the ball, trailing at a minute 33 to go here in the basketball game. It is 54-52. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraskaland National Bank can do for you. 93 seconds left in the game.
Bearcats lead it 54-52. It'll be Patriot ball. We come back after this.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college. And that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people. And they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Well, the late turnover here against Kearney High. I don't want to say they could have iced the game, because there's plenty of action left here. Minute 33 to go, but in the final couple minutes, turnover is going to be pretty valuable, and Millard South has proved to be very patient with the ball. I got a dollar that says at some point they kind of clear things out here for Rudolph and see if they can get him to drive. He has been the hot hand here. He's got 20 points. Fitzer has 10 for Millard South, and they're going to inbound it. They're going to throw it in the backcourt. And on the dribble here is going to be Dartman. Dartman now hands off to Rudolph. Rudolph dribbles to that right side. Waller shuts him off. They kick it out here for Hari. He's going to fire a three. That is off the mark. And the rebound tracked down in the corner. Great offensive rebound out there for Millard South, as tracking it down there was Dartman. So Dartman with a key offensive rebound. Rudolph bounces right side. A little jump stop here for Hari, and Hari will hit a deuce. Jackson Hari found an open space. He now has 11 in the game. So you got three Patriots in double digits here. Tied at 54 with 54 seconds left. Final minute of the game. Cats can be patient here. They don't have to. They could work it for the last shot if they wanted to. Murray right now has the dribble. Gives it to Pocock. No pressure being put on Pocock at all near midcourt. Now he gives it off to Ryan. Ryan's picked up man-to-man there by Dartman. Now Waller has it on that right side. Rudolph will pick him up. Now Murray standing on the cat paw near the middle of the court. Loses the ball, and it's going to be a reach called on Hari. No, it's timeout. Just as that reach came in, a timeout for Kearney High. And I don't know if they were going to call a foul there or if that was going to be a steal. In any event, 24.3 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Bearcats are going to inbound on the far sideline after this timeout with 24.3 to go. Deadlocked at 54. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back with the final 24 seconds right after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. 24.3 seconds to go in the ball game. Millard South is in the bonus. They'll shoot a 1-1 if Kearney High commits a foul. Patriots have one foul to give. The possession arrow is also pointing to the Patriots. And the scoreboard right now pointing to no one. We're tied at 54, but the Cats do have the basketball, and they're going to inbound it on the far sideline. Murray to toss it in. You got Ryan, Waller, Pocock, Murray, and Art on the court right now for Kearney High, and they'll throw it in the back court for Ryan. Ryan brings it across. They want to trap him. He'll bounce it out for Pocock. They look to trap him. He steps through it, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Millard South. And they had that foul to give, so that doesn't hurt anything. Miller is whistled for his fourth foul. And now the ball inbounded here for Ryan. Ryan brings it across the 10-second line with 10 seconds to go. Gives it to Pocock. Pocock, he's going to shoot a three. Back the iron, no good. Waller fighting for the rebound, and it's poked up by Rudolph. Rudolph, pass up ahead. There's nobody down there. The lob didn't get the shot off in time, I don't think. It does not fall, and we go to overtime. And the Patriots complaining because there wasn't an over-the-back foul called there on Waller. I think Waller went over the back but didn't touch anybody.
In any event, a last-second shot by Millard South is off the mark. The Bearcats will head to overtime against the Patriots. We're tied at 54. A little extra basketball for you. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with overtime right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here. They put 4 minutes on the clock, and we head to overtime. 54-54. Both teams, well, they're going to start in terms of fouls even as well. Both teams have committed six, so both teams are in the bonus. And there is no possession arrow at the moment because Arp will be doing the jumping here against Riley Miller and determine who gets first possession and where the possession arrow will go. So here we go. 4 minutes to pick a winner. And the tip into the backcourt picked up by Ryan. So Kearney High has it, and they're going to trap the ball. Waller, good hustle there by Zach Ryan to get that tip, and they'll kick it out here for Murray. To Pocock, Pocock to Ryan. Up for Waller, passes tip, but Pocock has it. Out for Ryan. And stepping in, committing the foul, is going to be Zach Fitzer. That's going to be his third.
Number 20, Ryan Fitzer.
Pauly's already fouled out of the ball game. Fitzer now has three. Riley Miller, who did not start the game, has four, but a pretty deep bench here for Millard South. 1-1 for Pocock, and Pocock hits the front end. So that'll earn him the bonus and break a 54-all tie. So the Cats, the first one's the 55. Number 33 bends the knees, and he makes both free throws. So he makes both of them. And Kearney High has the lead. Pass on the left wing. With the drive here is going to be Hari. Hari gives it off for Rudolph. Rudolph off of his screen. He's going to fire a long two. No good. And Murray will pull down the rebound. So Murray snags the bound. And that's going to be his eighth rebound of the game. Law pass into the corner for Zach Ryan. Ryan near midcourt will bounce it out for Pocock. They try to trap him. Gives it back out to Ryan. Ryan back out to Pocock. They're trying to double team. Pocock steps through that double team. Gives it off to Murray. 2:55 to go. 56-54 in overtime. And a little hand check foul going to be whistled on Millard South. And Pocock's going to go to the line again. No, they're not going to call the hand check. They're going to say it's a block. And so Pocock, who's hit two free throws here in the overtime, only points scored for either team in overtime. And he makes a free throw here. Cats have been outscored here in the second half. They had a 7-point lead at halftime, pushed the lead out to at least 11 in that third quarter. And the free throw here by Pocock is no good. So Cats have to be content with a 3-point lead, 57-54. Less than 3 minutes to go in the game, and with the ball is number three, Calvin Rudolph. He'll get it off left wing for Riley. They cycle back around, getting it off for Rudolph. Rudolph drives the lane, doesn't want to shoot over the top of Warp, so he kicks it out. Now Hari's got it on the baseline jumper, no good. And the ball inside, rebounded. And Fitzer came up with that rebound. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but he was fouled, so he's going to go line and shoot two. That might be a makeup non-call there because it looked to me like somebody went over Arp's back on the miss, and he's shaking his head. And late in the overtime, it looked like maybe the referees missed one as well. In any event, Fitzer's going to go to the free throw line and will shoot a couple. And the free throw is up and good for Fitzer. The foul, by the way, was on Austin Murray, and that is his third. Second free throw coming up here for Fitzer. It is on the way and good. So 1-point lead here for Kearney High. They're facing full court pressure and a timeout for the Cats.
2.5 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank. 30-second timeout here with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go. 57-56. Cats are up by a point. We're back after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
And welcome back. 2.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Carney High calls a timeout. They still have a couple of timeouts that they can use here. And full court pressure coming up here for Millard South. Murray can run the baseline if he wants to, and does. And he'll get it off for Ryan. Ryan watches everybody kind of drop back except for Rudolph. He brings in the offensive zone. Number three, battling number three, and a little reach foul called on Calvin Rudolph. Not much of a foul. And it's going to send Zach Ryan to the line. He will have a 1-1. This will be Carney High's final 1-1 of the game. And the junior will toe the line. Zach Ryan's free throw is up, back of the iron and no good. And rebound taken out by the Patriots. Snagged by Miller, and Rudolph brings in the offensive end. Left wing with it is Hari. Hari gets a little screen, doesn't want to try an NBA three, so he'll get it off for Miller. Over for Rudolph. Rudolph will drive, bounce pass to the inside, kick back out. Open for three is Hari. No good. Rebounded by Arp. Arp ends the possession. Nice rebound there for Carney High. And a long pass up ahead to Pocock. A three on two, but a bad pass on the inside, and it's stolen away by Hari. Hari's going to drive, tries that little flip. It is no good, but he was fouled by Ryan. So Carney High with a late turnover here and a chance for Millard South to take the lead. Ryan called for the foul. And the pressure chant for Jackson Hari. And I don't know if it worked or not, but it hit the back of the iron and it's no good. 57-56. Carney High with a 1-point lead. A minute 48 to go in overtime. Millard South at the line with a chance to tie it. And we are deadlocked. Ball back in the hands of Ryan. Ryan working against Rudolph. Dribbles behind his back. Now brings it in the offensive end. Gives it off right side for Waller. Waller down that sideline. Now backs out between the circles. Gives it to Murray. And Murray uses the dribble. Will bounce pass it out for Ryan. Ryan standing on the paw. Will now give it right side for Waller. Man-to-man right now is Millard South. Murray gives it left side. Arp wants it on the inside. He wants that ball. They haven't been able to work it inside to him. Now Ryan does get it in there. And Arp will drive. Arp will shoot. Arp will score, and he's fouled! Brian Arp wanted to be the guy with the ball in his hands, and he showed why. Strong drive. Got the bucket and the foul. Matt Kirkle called for the foul. And a chance for a three-point play for the Ohio football recruit. And the free throw is no good. And then a foul on the rebound that's going to give Austin Murray his fourth foul of the game. And will walk to the other end and shoot a 1-1. This will be the final 1-1. From here on out, it'll be two shots both ways. Ryan Fitzer pulled down the rebound. Now we'll go to the free throw line and shoot a 1-1. 59-57, minute 13 to go in overtime. Bending the knees, listening to the pressure chant as Ryan Fitzer fires the free throw. Back of the iron, no good. Rebound tip, and coming out of there with it is going to be Hari. Hari kicks it out, three-pointer. No good. And Arp pulls down the rebound. And then Arp is fouled. Minute two to go. And two free throws coming up for Arp. And Arp has struggled from the free throw line this season.
2 of 6 coming in, and he's not helped that percentage here so far in this game. He will shoot 2. And Millard South does the pressure chant as well. Kirkle was called for the foul, by the way. The free throw no good for Arp. Still has one more chance to add to Kearney High's 59-57 lead. Second free throw up and good. 11 in the game. And 10 rebounds for Brian Arp. 3-point lead for the Cats. Final minute of overtime. 52 seconds left. Between the circles with the ball is Hari. Gives it back to Rudolph. Rudolph going to drive. Rudolph loses it through the legs of Arp, who tries to save it and can't. Can't come up with it. Rudolph lost it. It went through Arp's legs. He could not track it down. And so Millard South will keep possession of the ball. And that would have been a huge turnover if the Cats could have grabbed it. Full timeout taken here by Millard South. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 60-57. Cats are up by 3 with 44.3 to go. Millard South will inbound on the baseline when we come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. Millard South calls the timeout here. With 44.3 to go, 60-57. Kearney High with the lead. Millard South, I don't know if they need to shoot a three-pointer here. They have 4 three-pointers in the game. One from Rudolph, one from Fitzer, one from Hari, and one from Zach Ahrens. So they got 4 different players who have hit those three-pointers. I would think they'd want to get the ball in the hands of Rudolph, who has 20 points in the ballgame. Fitzer and Hari also with 12 points each. Inbounded on the baseline will be Riley Miller. Murray will put a little pressure on the inbounds, and they'll throw it near midcourt. Caught by Fitzer, who will hand it off for Rudolph. 40 seconds to go. Rudolph has it. Off of the screen, Rudolph dribbles to the right side. Top of the circle, driving here is going to be Kirkle. Kirkle gives the top of the circle for Rudolph. 30 seconds to go. Cats up by 3. Off of the screen, driving is Rudolph. And before the shot is fouled on the body by Arp. Arp nodding his head, yep, I did. And he got him with the foul, but it was before the shot. So the bucket would not have counted. It hung on the rim. Rudolph got a shot off, but the foul was called before. So 2 free throws coming up here for Rudolph. And up by 3, committing the foul is what is often the strategy. Usually there's less time than this when you have that discussion. There's 25.7 to go. The free throw is up and good for Rudolph, who now has 21 in the game. 60-58. Second free throw on the way and good. So he makes both of them, and the Patriots will apply the full court pressure here. Murray inbounds it for Pocock. Pocock hands it to Harris. Harris going to be fouled. I said Harris. I meant to say Ryan. Zach Ryan is the one that has the ball in his hands, and they commit the foul against him, and he's going to shoot 2. The foul on Dartman. That is his second. So a bit of a free throw shooting contest here, and Zach Ryan will shoot 2. Any foul from here on out, both teams will be shooting 2, and Ryan strikes it in. Seen him play a lot of basketball as he was growing up as a young man. Dad often calls him GOAT. Well, he doesn't want to be the GOAT here. Ryan's free throw up and good. He knew it. He, as soon as he let go of that, he knew that was perfect, and it absolutely was. So Zach Ryan hits both free throws, and it's a three-point ball game here again with 21.3 to go. 62-59, Bearcats call a timeout. I'm sure they're talking strategy, and I'm sure that strategy will involve committing a foul. If I know Scott Steinbrook as well as I think I do, we'll find out. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. 62-59, 21.3 to go. We'll be back right after this timeout.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Well, Scott Steinbrook has had a few Twitter conversations about what to do in this situation. Up by three in the final seconds. And I think the debate about fouling, I think he's come down on the side of committing the foul. We'll see whether or not that is the case here. Zach Ryan hitting a couple of free throws. A three-point lead for Kearney High. And the Cats are not going to pick up pressure. Yeah, now they're going to come up just a little bit just so they can't roll the ball here and get some free space up the court. Calvin Rudolph will get the inbounds. Top of the key, brings it the offensive zone. Rudolph has it, top of the key, gives it up right side, and a three-pointer knocked loose. Rudolph picks up the loose ball, steps back, gives it off here on the left side. With it is Dartman. Dartman fires a three, no good. Waller with the rebound, and the clock ran a little bit extra. They're going to fix it here. Waller committed, makes the rebound after Millard South had a fairly good look at it. Waller pulled down the rebound, and now we'll go to the free throw line. They're going to discuss exactly how much time is left on the clock. It will be more than the 4.3 that's on there right now. And the official talking to Millard South said, Coach, the two other officials are talking to the scoreboard operator, Kevin Whitty. And Coach Whitty punching in a little extra time. And they're going to put 5 seconds up there. I'm not sure that it's five. It looks like it might be 0.5. The event, they're still setting that in there, and Jake Waller will be at the free throw line to shoot two. And Millard South is going to let Waller think about these free throws just a little bit more. 5.8 is what's going to be on the clock. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Millard South calls the timeout. If Waller makes one of these two free throws, it'll be a two-possession game with only 5.8 to go here in the game. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with that final 5.8 right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here to Kearney High in the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth. A three-point lead right now for Kearney High with 5.8 to go. And I believe Millard South is out of timeouts, which means that make one free throw, Jake Waller. This game will be over, because even if Millard South comes down and hits a three-pointer, as long as Kearney does not commit a foul, they won't have to inbound the ball. Time can run out. So Waller at the line to shoot two. And Waller the baller is a perfect 4-for-4 at the free throw line coming into the game. So he's a good free throw shooter, so you like being in this position if you're Kearney High. Waller's free throw is up and good. I mean good. And that's what the coaches both stand up and say. Pocock and Steinbrook both stand up and say, don't even get close to anybody. Get out of the way. Waller has sealed the deal. He misses the second one. And Rudolph is going to fire the three. Back of the iron. No good. There's your final score. 63-59. Cats hit some free throws down the stretch and make the plays, as they'll send Millard South home with a four-point loss in overtime. Cats win it 63-59. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. As we'll talk about this one and talk with Coach Steinbrook, we'll do that right after this timeout.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal. With two pit locations to save you time and money, call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Bearcats sweep the doubleheader over Millard South. Both games were very tight, a very well-played basketball games. The Kearney High girls win it earlier here on ESPN Radio, 52-50. It took overtime for the Kearney High Bearcats to pick up a 63-59 win over Millard South. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Well, maybe not today, but you can schedule your appointment whenever it's convenient for you. And as Kearney High getting it done here, one of the things that Coach Steinbrook was talking about was turnovers and how they didn't necessarily had need to win the turnover margin, but they had to take care better care of the ball than what they did most of the year. They've been averaging about 20 turnovers a game. Unofficially, I have Kearney with 12 turnovers in the game compared to 8 for Millard South. There were a few key turnovers that helped Millard South come back into this game when they put on some pressure. But for the most part, that mission was accomplished here for Kearney High as they cut down on the turnovers and they win it 63-59. Unofficially, comparing some team stats here, Millard South was 20 of 57 from the field. They had Kearney High being 21 of 43. Three-point shooting, Millard South was 4 of 25. Kearney High was 6 of 16. The rebounding edge went to Kearney High, 26 to 21. And so the Bearcats are able to hold on in this one, a final of 62 to 59. Let's check the numbers here for Millard South. Leading the way was Calvin Rudolph. Rudolph unofficially finished with 22 points on the night. Ryan Fitzer with 12. Jackson Hari also with a dozen points. Riley Miller off the bench with 4. Matt Kirkle with 4. Zach Ahrens with 3. Jordan Williams with 2. And unofficially, I had Millard South shooting about 36% from the field. They were 4 of 25 from behind the arc, so they finished shooting 16% from three-point range. And they were 15 of 20 from the free throw line, so they shot 75%. From the line here in the game. For the Bearcats, again, a great effort here as they win it in overtime. Certainly took a lot of work to make this happen. Pretty balanced scoring effort. Peyton Pocock got most of the work done in the first half. He is the leading scorer. He finished with 14 points in the ball game, and again, most of those were in the first half. Brian Arp finished with 11 points to go with 10 rebounds, so he had a double-double. Jake Waller, with some key buckets, had 5 straight points when Kearney High found themselves behind and then hit the free throw that really kind of wrapped things up at the end of the game. He finished with 9 in the game. Zach Ryan, solid effort from him. He finished with 8. Trevor Leibarger off the bench, he had 8. Brady Johnson with 7. And Austin Murray had 6 points. And unofficially, I had him with 10 rebounds as well. And so Kearney High is able to hold on by the skin of their teeth in this game, winning it in overtime, 63-59. And we'll remind you, you're listening to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have a chance to talk with Coach Steinbrook as he's making his way, as the players are already out of the locker room. We'll talk with Coach Steinbrook when we come back right after this. So once again, your final 63-59, Kearney High in overtime over Millard South. We'll talk with the coach right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Took overtime, but the Bearcats win this one 63-59. Kind enough to join us is Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach at Kearney High. That was fun. Congratulations. Nice win.
Yeah, fun. Good word there. Stressful, exciting, but yeah, that was fun as well. Very proud of our kids. After playing pretty poorly at home last Friday, it was not that we played great, but I was really proud of the way our kids battled and finally put together a good performance on our home court here.
Yeah, 7-10 point lead for much of the basketball game until about midway through the third quarter into the fourth. You give up the lead. Were you concerned that maybe the momentum was to the Millard South and you guys wouldn't be able to come back?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. You know, we have a lot of guys. Well, we're not young. We play a lot of juniors and a handful of seniors. But in terms of game on the line, overtime, home crowd, you know, they have not had a lot of in-game experiences like that. Outside of Peyton Pocock and Brian Arp, you know, a lot of these guys are pretty green in terms of moments like this. Now, we talked a lot about our Lincoln Southeast execution from a week ago when we beat them in overtime, so we had a little bit of experience to draw on, but that momentum had really switched. They went to that 1-3-1 trapping zone, and we got a little panicked. We turned it over a few times. You know, we tried a lot of different ways to give this one away late, but I was very proud of the kids that when we had to have a stop, you know, they're going to probably write about and talk about the free throws and the made shots, but that was one on the defensive end. Millard South had so many chances to take the lead or win the game. We got stops and rebounds that entire fourth quarter in overtime, and that was the difference.
And it was great to see that effort out there. Talking with Scott Steinbrook, head boys basketball coach for Kearney High. Cats win it in overtime 63-59. And we talked at halftime of the girls' game, kind of our pregame, if you will, and you said the turnovers were going to be kind of a key. Didn't have that many turnovers. Unofficially, I only had you for about 12 turnovers in the game, but the timing of those wasn't the best.
You hit the nail on the head. I think the first half we maybe only had 4 or 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
And then middle of the third through the end of the fourth, we turned it over a lot. And when we were turning it over, it was right about midcourt where there's no chance to get back on defense. So not only were we not getting a possession, it was a 4-point swing because we wouldn't get a shot. And then it was steals and layups, steals and and-ones, steals and right to the free throw line for them. So we were our own worst enemy. You know, we probably could have and maybe even should have won this game by 6, 8, 10 points had we just taken care of the ball. But it's a learning experience. You know, we were a little bit shorthanded tonight. And again, I'm so proud of a lot of different guys, Zach Ryan especially. You know, he was a roller coaster ride for him tonight. A lot of emotions for the good and for the bad, but he came up big in the clutch, and he'll continue to get better.
Yeah, and again, some very important plays. Zach Ryan's drive, the 3-point play opportunity, hit some free throws. Jake Waller stepped up, made some shots. He had a little stretch there where he hit a 3, and then he hit a 2. It just seemed like everybody kind of understands their roles, and if they get a good look, there's a lot of guys up there that can fill up the cylinder.
Yeah, we're definitely not one-dimensional. You know, last year in this same situation, our opponent pretty much knew who was going to have the ball in his hands. Our point guard, Damian Austin, last year, he was going to have the ball in his hands and either shoot or try to make an assist to win the game. Right now, I don't even know if I know who's going to have the ball. We might draw up some sets. You know, we did a couple things to try to get Brian Arp the ball on the block late. We did a couple things to try to get Peyton Pocock, kind of our most veteran, confident guys. But any of those five guys on the floor, even the guys on our bench, anybody's capable of hitting a big shot for us. And we got a ton of different big moments from a lot of different guys tonight.
And there was a couple of times there that Arp really demanded the basketball. And when Brian Arp tells you to do something, you go do it. Because he really, and again, made a great play late in the game that was very, very important. He's really, I thought, very strong presence on the inside, finishing with a double-double.
Yeah, he's a strong presence physically, but you said it when he demanded the ball. it's nice to see seniors step up in those moments. Not everybody's wired that way. You know, we've had a lot of great kids over the years that, you know, sometimes they wanted the ball, sometimes they didn't. But it was nice to see Brian, you know, the first time he's really been in that situation, just we just pounded it in. And you know, they didn't have a matchup for him. And that's it was nice to see Brian take control of the moment there. And he hit a couple free throws.
Yeah, he hit some free throws, which he had been struggling there, but it hit some big free throws down the stretch. Unofficially, free throw shooting, 15 to 26, not a great number, but you did hit some down the stretch that you needed.
Yeah, we hit just enough. Jake Waller hit one out of two, which we needed at the end. Zach Ryan hit one. Peyton Pocock, he hit four, three or four really big ones. You know, we got on Peyton pretty hard. You know, some things late in the game, but I love it when a kid, and this is going to sound terrible, but I love it when a kid gets his butt chewed and just responds and makes a positive play. We talk a lot about moving on to the next play, and I was proud of a lot of guys, but, you know, Peyton, he's a coach's kid. He knows the things to do in the right moments, and both myself and his father, my assistant coach, got on him pretty hard there, and you know, he bounced back and had a tremendous, tremendous overtime period for us.
And you you got some nice minutes from Trey Clevenger, first time really we've seen him. I mean, you were a little short-staffed tonight with the injury to Austin Mischu. He came in there and I thought gave you some nice minutes. Zach Ryan kind of had to be that point guard, and there was some ups and downs, but for the most part, did what he needed to do.
We gave Trey Clevenger a varsity uniform at our morning shoot-around today, and we said, hey, if we're giving you a uniform, you better expect to play. We're not just going to give a kid and just have him sit on the bench. But if we're going to bring up a sophomore point guard, we needed him. Zach Ryan was flat-out gassed in the first half. If we don't get Zach Ryan that rest in the first half, there is no way he can play all the way through the second half and overtime without a sub, which is what he did. We knew we were going to have to get him a small break, and Trey came in and gave us really good 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, he did. He had a nice, solid 2 or 3 minutes. So it was key. Well, again, overtime games, there's a lot of different things that we can kind of analyze here. But I think it says something about the growth and the development of your team.
Yeah, we're getting there. You know, this is 2 weekends in a row. If you get beat on Friday, there's always a little bit of additional pressure on Saturday to salvage that weekend split. And 2 weekends in a row now, we played two pretty good opponents on Saturday night, and we've battled and battled and found a way to get that weekend split. Now we got two more games before the holiday break. We got Lincoln Northeast on Friday, back in Lincoln. You know, that's one that's – they're all winnable, but they're all losable. And then we got Fremont back here on Saturday. So two teams that we feel like if we play well against, we'll have a chance.
All right, awesome. Good to see you, Scott.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, nice win. Final score in overtime, 63-59. The Cats win this one by 4 in overtime. And again, the girls won earlier tonight here on ESPN Radio as well, 52-50. So the Cats sweep the Patriots on their home floor, took overtime for the boys, but they win it 63-59. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Caleb Henry back to the studio. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.